Well, we're back. We were right in the middle of talking to Earl Lawrence, Vice President of Industry and Regulatory Affairs with the EAA, about the light sport rule. And we were talking about what has transpired with that rule since its inception and introduction right here at Oshkosh 2 years ago.
And then we were just hearing for everyone how we've had tremendous growth and use of the rule, but there's certainly a lot more to go. As many say, that we were kind of on a marathon here. We've done about 5 miles of our marathon, and we have a lot more to go. And you know, there's just so many things to do to build an entire infrastructure for an entire industry. But it's been tremendous. We have over 1,000 special light sport aircraft out there. We have over 50 companies producing aircraft. We have over 70 models available to people. So, they're selling them as fast as they can produce them. Even in this tough economy, the demand for these aircraft has been tremendous. And partially, maybe because of part of the economy, better gas mileage, more of just a fun airplane. And it's really nice to be able to get something brand new for quite a bit less than what's out there, a normal type certificated aircraft. But, we mentioned rulemaking, too. There's a lot of cleanup going on, and in fact, that's one of the big subjects going on right now is the whole new rulemaking package out there, cleaning up and making improvements and taking care of maybe some concerns that have been found as we've worked through the rule in the first couple of years.
And I've been talking to a number of people in studio this week about light sport, and do we have any numbers on certificated pilots under light sport?
Those numbers just aren't available. There isn't a category of certificate of those people who have previously held a private pilot certificate with a third class medical and let their medical expire and now just fly as a sport pilot. There isn't such a number because they're still private pilots. It's just that they're exercising the privileges of a sport pilot. And I'm sure there's many out there. Probably the best way to track that is look at the number of aircraft that meet the definition of a light sport aircraft, and there's going to be a one-to-one relationship there, and that's literally tens of thousands. And we talk to people every day who are just thanking us and are enjoying their privileges flying around for fun in their light sport aircraft. That could be a J3 Cub, for example, and they're really enjoying it.
Well, some of the people I've been talking to this week have been in the insurance industry and NTSB, and so far, the NTSB has said that the airplanes have turned out to be relatively safe, especially stacking them up against the other general aviation, and that's a good sign. The insurance industry is still gathering data to try and decide where it fits in the big scheme of the old almighty loss dollar number, and so from EAA's perspective, I guess we would say that it's been a huge success.
Yeah, it has been. And on the safety end, certainly it's early. It's hard to look at safety numbers when you have so few aircraft out there and so many new pilots. And it's something that we got to work on and continue to learn. But right now, it looks very good. It's falling about what we expected. The safety record of light sport aircraft, especially the special light sport aircraft, is better than the home-built community by a reasonable margin, but maybe not quite as good as the type certificated aircraft, but not the way you might think, because when we look at general aviation statistics, you're comparing it to things like business jets, et cetera. So, there's some expectation there that people out flying around for fun on grass strips, they may, hit something occasionally, but certainly we're doing well on the fatality rate. We really haven't had that many, and things have been going well. They're generally related in day VFR flying, people having fun, and maybe doing something that wasn't the brightest thing to do, as we call sometimes stupid pilot tricks.
Stupid pilot tricks, that's a good one. Well, good deal, Earl. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk to Ron Wagner with EAA about the new Affordable Flying Center. We'll be right back.